Warren Buffett once confessed to Oprah that he tap dances to work every day at age 80. What drives such joy? The answer lies not in wealth or power, but in something far simpler: partnership. When Michael Eisner received that fateful call in 2008 asking him to write about partnerships, he hesitated. His most successful collaboration, a decade alongside Frank Wells at Disney, had ended tragically in 1994 when Wells died in a helicopter crash. Yet, as Eisner began exploring 10 remarkable partnerships across industries, a pattern emerged that surprised him. These duos didn't just achieve extraordinary success, they genuinely loved working together. In an era when business scandals dominate headlines and solo entrepreneurs are celebrated as heroes, partnerships offer something radical: built-in accountability, complementary strengths, and genuine happiness. What if the secret to both professional success and personal fulfillment isn't climbing alone, it's choosing the right climbing partner? Frank Wells and Michael Eisner were polar opposites who formed Disney's most successful partnership. When they joined forces in 1984, they established separate but connected workspaces, a physical arrangement symbolizing their unique bond. Unlike Eisner's competitive relationship with Barry Diller, this partnership became remarkably selfless. Wells radiated unpredictable energy, making late-night calls across time zones and even playing tennis against Clint Eastwood to settle Dirty Harry contract terms. Together, they implemented the smell test. If something felt ethically questionable, they'd pass regardless of legal justification. Wells maintained complete transparency, briefing Eisner after every meeting to create a united front that prevented manipulation. Wells was content letting Eisner have the spotlight while he handled everything else. Just days before his death in 1994, at age 62, Wells wanted to extend his contract another 7 years. Eisner tried replacing him with Jeffrey Katzenberg, then Michael Ovitz. Neither worked. Sometimes lightning doesn't strike twice. Even at 80, Warren Buffett radiates childlike enthusiasm. Despite his wealth, Buffett's joy comes from sharing successes and failures with Charlie Munger. "I would have had a lot of fun over the years, but not nearly as much fun without Charlie." Their partnership thrives despite distance. Charlie works from Los Angeles, Warren from Omaha, united by their obsession with reading. "If Charlie and I were stranded together on a desert island with the Library of Congress, we'd both be very happy for a long time," Warren says. Charlie calls them continuous learners who built success through this habit. Charlie wasn't just Warren's partner, he was his teacher. While Warren began as a strict disciple of Ben Graham's value investing, Charlie introduced the buy and hold philosophy, acquiring strong companies for the long term. Charlie serves as Warren's skeptic, offering 3 levels of resistance. "That's a dumb idea" means they invest 100% of net worth. "That's one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard" means 50%. And "I'm going to have you committed" means they pass. Their partnership works because Warren wants the spotlight, while Charlie doesn't, and because they share fundamental integrity. Bill Gates's success stems from strategic partnerships. At 19, he left Harvard to start Microsoft with Paul Allen, his collaborator since Seattle's Lakeside School. Gates's competitive nature emerged during a 1990s Disney meeting when Eisner proposed joining an industry-standard project. Gates erupted, declaring they'd never cooperate unless Microsoft's operating system was central. Paul Allen was Gates's closest collaborator. "I'm the doer and Paul's the idea man." Their heated arguments proved productive. After Allen's 1982 Hodgkin's disease diagnosis, he resigned in 1983, ending their 15-year partnership. Steve Ballmer joined Microsoft in 1980, lacking computer experience but possessing Gates's aptitude for math and business. When Ballmer became CEO in 2000, their relationship required rebalancing. Melinda French met Bill Gates at a Microsoft event at 23. Despite assumptions she's just the wife, she's an equal partner with impressive credentials. Warren Buffett's $30 billion 2006 donation nearly doubled the Gates Foundation's endowment. Buffett cited their partnership as crucial. "Bill's smart as hell, but in terms of seeing the whole picture, she's smarter." As intellectual soulmates, they coordinate vacation reading to compare insights. The 2002 Oscar night crystallized Brian Grazer and Ron Howard's partnership. After A Beautiful Mind won Best Picture, Howard suffered backstage stomach pains until Grazer produced a Tums, like a commercial for middle-aged men in show business. Though seemingly opposites, Grazer, the quintessential Hollywood figure with signature upright hair, Howard, the casual baseball cap wearer, they share fundamental similarities. We view the world differently, but we arrive at the same conclusions. Their longevity stems from genuine affection. I love him like a child almost, and a 50-50 financial split. Despite Howard initially proposing 60-40 in his favor, his wife Cheryl insisted on equality, eliminating scorekeeping through three phases where contributions fluctuated. In fashion, Valentino Garavani and Giancarlo Giametti created perhaps the deepest partnership explored. On July 31, 1960, Valentino spotted Giancarlo at a Via Veneto bar. Both were headed to Capri the next day. Giancarlo quit architecture school to manage Valentino's failing fashion house, handling everything from business to public relations. Asked to define his choice in one word, Giancarlo answered, "Happiness." Their partnership persisted even after their romance ended in the early 1970s. As Giancarlo told a filmmaker, "This isn't a story about money or fashion or power. It's a story about love." After being fired from Handy Dan in 1978, Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank discovered their Home Depot business plan projected losses. Bernie's solution? Well, that's easy. Let's write in more sales. When Arthur resisted, Bernie insisted, "This whole thing is not a fact. It's a product of my imagination." Within 2 years, Home Depot exceeded those ambitious targets. Despite opposite personalities, Arthur meticulously organized, Bernie a schlepper, they shared identical business values. They hid positive press clippings because we didn't want to believe our own bullshit. Their inverted triangle philosophy placed customers first and executives last, attracting quality employees. John Angelo and Michael Gordon built their investment firm on similar principles. Unlike typical hedge funds, Angelo, Gordon, and Co. invested collaboratively across all departments. Michael's conservative approach, refusing to leverage investments, saved them when leveraged firms collapsed during the financial crisis. Their ethics extended everywhere. John's name and my name are on the door, and we don't want to do something that's bad or looks bad. Great partnerships share common patterns: absence of envy, unwavering trust, controlled egos, and valuing decency alongside intelligence. Successful partners acknowledge weaknesses and leverage each other's strengths without insecurity. They respect different worldviews, like Charlie Munger's skepticism balancing Warren Buffett's optimism, creating perspectives neither could achieve alone. While society celebrates solo achievements, partnerships offer something more valuable: happiness. A decades-long Harvard study revealed that sustained relationships are life's primary happiness source. Strong partnerships solve problems through communication and mutual respect, with shared journeys creating unique bonds, enriching both professional success and personal fulfillment. In today's ethically challenged business environment, partnerships provide natural checks and balances. Having a respected voice in the room, someone sharing your values but seeing things differently, prevents poor decisions before they're made. The most successful partnerships aren't just about profit. They're about creating meaning together while enjoying the process. The view from the summit is always better when shared.